on this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hey, TCV Universe, it's me, Christina. I'm the editor of this show, which makes me one of the only people on Earth that actually has to listen to it. Yeah, that's right. I'm literally forced to swallow this crap 3 times a week. But at least I get paid to do it, baby. I'm here filling in for Brian and Chrissy while they get ready for season 4, and I'm picking some of the fan favorite segments from season 3 and playing them for you. TCB loves a good love story, especially one where there's a ghost involved. So this segment goes out to Jennifer, Hal, and Stacey S. From episode 163, it's the Ghost Fucker from ITV's morning show.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Hear her out.
Let's hear her out. I don't want to make a snap judgment here. I want to make sure that we here at TCB are giving everybody an opportunity to tell their story, their side of the story. And this one is about ghost sex. only the British, who have 15 channels called BBC, with a morning show on every channel. By the way, we're going to watch her basically not tell the same story, but the same story continued at 2 different morning shows.
Oh,
on BBC.
They were really covering it.
Yes, they were. This was all the rage.
Breaking news.
That's right. Oh, ITV. I'm
when
sorry.
When did you first encounter a spirit?
It would have been about 12 years ago now. I was living with my fiancé.
Yeah.
And he was
when did you first feel the ghost cock inside you? Let's get right to the point. When exactly was the wispy cock into you?
Yeah, it was when she was with her fiancé.
When I was with my fiancé. And I was dreaming about another man. Something that looks like a ghost. Anything. When I literally said in my own head, I'd rather have a dead man laying on top of me than this.
I like how he calls it the spirit.
The spirit. What exactly did Jack Daniels enter your life? How much spirits did you have before you met the spirit? Would you like a nip? I've got some behind the couch.
Just moved into a new house in Hereford. And after a while, he was going away maybe 1 week, 2 weeks at a time.
He was sleeping with my sister once, twice a week, but then it turned into a regular thing.
Yeah.
And I went, lulu, cuckoo.
Started to feel kind of like a presence, maybe, I guess you could call it, around the house.
Yeah, which is some people...
This morning show is like a setup. I mean, these two are serious.
This is ITV. This is a very famous morning show, by the way. Okay. There's a lot of clips on the internet. I mean, when you go over to the UK or to Ireland, or I mean, you can even catch this in Spain sometimes. Yeah. This morning show is like the legit. This is Good Morning America.
Right. No, it's the guy, it's the girl. Yeah. They've got the set all decked out.
They're on the Thames, I assume. That's what that yeah. is. The Thames. And they're asking the hard hitting questions of a woman who had sex with a ghost.
They're getting to the bottom of things.
They're new. Literally. And what did it feel like? A long, shafty thing with a bulbous head.
You've been a little scared of, but you weren't scared by it.
It never felt scary. It felt comforting, if anything.
And even when this all happens.
Only the British can do this in a way that actually looks and sounds respectful. Yeah.
It kind of felt comforting, you know, like a dick.
She had claims to have had 15 ghost lovers.
15, that's what it said?
Yeah, that's what it said.
15 ghost lovers. She's a ghost hoe. She is. She's a ghost hoe with a snorkel.
Does it
cock.
Still count if it's a ghost?
Yeah, sure. Sure, why not? Who's making up the rules? Who exactly makes up the rules on that shit anyway?
The British.
Oh, the British.
Spare bedroom. That's where
they're certainly all the, you know, they're the foremost experts on ghost dick.
Most powerful. And even when it came up behind you and you could feel it breath up.
How could they not laugh? How could you not laugh? How could you not?
When it came up behind
when it,
you.
Even when it came from behind. Even when you got a ghost cock right in between your bum cheeks.
No, it was comforting.
It was comforting. Yeah.
I was used to it by that time. I had 15 different lovers running around the house. Couldn't see any of them. At any moment, I could get a ghost cock right in my mouth.
I just felt them.
I literally was at dinner parties sometimes, like, oh. I carried around a board and I would write on it, sorry, got a ghost cock in my mouth. I'm not being rude, it's a ghost cock. I've got ghost jizz in my eye. Oh, my God. Sorry. I've got to go to the bathroom and wipe it off.
Your neck, yeah. That still didn't freak you out.
Not at all, no.
So then you decided that you would take it to the next level and you dressed in a very sexy negligee.
Oh, my God. She's dressing in sexy negligee.
Come
for the ghost.
Here, Casper. Get me.
What do you think of this?
What do you think of... I don't know. I don't have eyeballs, you dumb bitch. I've been dead for 150 years. I don't know what anything feels like. I'm not physically real.
You went into the spare bedroom and turned the lights off and waited.
I did, yes.
I'm waiting.
She was respectful enough to go to the spare bedroom.
Spare bedroom, because you don't have sex where you and your husband have sex. That's a rule, yeah. Astrid and I have too. If you're gonna fuck a ghost, do it. Do it in the spare.
Yeah, that's don't just be common rude. Courtesy. Yeah,
don't get ghost jizz all over the... I don't want the smell of ghost sex in my bedroom. Do it in the kids' room. They don't know about such things yet.
Turn, I love it. You turn the lights off.
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
I can't open the door. I don't have a hand.
Just come through it.
I can't do that either. It's all TV bullshit. You'd be surprised how much stuff they got wrong about ghosts.
Happened.
I waited for a while, and then I got a little bit worried. I thought maybe I'd scared it off by being too keen.
Oh, okay.
And then sort of just as I'd given up hope and was starting to fall asleep, it came to me.
And what happened?
Like you don't know. Like you can't imagine what's going to come out of her mouth next.
Oh dear, what happened? I waited for a very long time.
Well, I farted and then I took a dumpy do and went back to bed.
What happened?
He entered me with all of his ghost might.
I don't know what I can say on TV.
Well, you just had to like, wait.
You had sex?
Yeah, I had sex with the ghost.
Give us the details, girl. Yes.
Spill the tea, woman. Don't leave us with
look at
sex.
His face.
I know. There's a man and a woman on this host on this show, by the way, and the woman is using her hands to emulate the motion of making love, and the man... It's so fascinated. I didn't know you could fuck ghosts.
This opens up a whole other world.
What's up with that? I've missed out. Look how old I am. I've missed 30 years of ghost sex. Holy shit.
Ghost?
No.
So how does the sex bit happen?
You can still feel it. Like it's difficult to explain.
Like a weight.
Kind of a weight, but at the same time weightless. And like a physical,
the pounds were zero. It's kind of like when you step on a scale,
but weightless
on the moon. If you know what I mean, it's weight but weightless. He penetrates you without actually getting inside of you, and you can wrap your arms around him, but they go right through him. It's a sensation. It's hard to describe. It's really hard to describe. But when you're there, if you know, you know. This is ridiculous.
Oh my God!
Breath and stroking. And the energy as well. I think the energy was a lot to do with it. Do you feel a connection?
And does a sexual experience with a ghost end in orgasm?
For me.
Yeah. I don't know about him.
I don't know about him, but I'm getting off right good. Oh, it's just orgasm after orgasm. Anytime wind blows on my clitoris, I go cuckoo.
Oh my God.
For me, I don't want to make assumptions about anybody else and their ghost life, sex life.
It's hard to talk about it.
Wow.
And fan for the ghost?
I just hope so.
And this relationship carried on for some time and eventually you got busted by your boyfriend.
I did.
I knew it, you scoundrel. I knew there was ghost dick.
Something was going on.
I saw used ghost condoms in the trash can.
How in the world does the boyfriend bust her?
You can smell the ghost stick right on her mouth, Hoadley. You brought shame to this family. We have children, my love. What are we going to tell them? Sorry, mommy's in love with 15 separate ghosts. You couldn't even pick one, you hussy. How long has this ghost stick been going? How long have
Where is he?
Where is he? I'm going to cut him up with a knife. How exactly do you attack a ghost?
I'm going to kill him. Wait, he's dead.
Oh, he's dead. Damn it. There's no justice in this situation whatsoever. Your mommy's been ghost fucking. Sorry, kids. Your mommy's going to go off with a new ghost boyfriend, and you're going to go have to live with him in a haunted house.
he came home from work a day early. Apparently, he says he saw the shape of a man through the spare room window when he pulled up.
Which is unusual because the spirit had, or ghost had never showed him his physical form to you at all. And yet,
he sure did to the boyfriend.
Yeah.
He's like, look.
Hey, buddy.
Look what I can do.
Hey.
Now you see me, now you don't.
Make America great again. What's up, buddy?
Oh, my God.
He was a fat American, I can imagine.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
It did.
Yeah. Which I was slightly annoyed about, to be honest, but I think it was in love with me too, and...
He wanted to end your
relationship, which it did.
So the relationship with this particular spirit fizzled out over a period of time. And I'm sort of trying to figure out what it is that goes wrong in a relationship with a ghost.
Well, the communication was really difficult with him, if I'm just being honest.
I'm trying to figure out what goes wrong in a ghost relationship.
We'd get into an argument and he'd hide under my children's bed making noises, scaring them. It was really, he was just kind of an asshole, if I'm being honest. He ghosted me.
There you go.
Okay, you can't blame me. I waited 15 minutes to use that joke, okay? I waited 15 minutes. I don't want to hear any shit. I don't want to review. Brian's jokes are dad-like.
Because you can't have the normal arguments like you haven't put the bins out or your conversation is boring or, you know, I don't like the way you're wearing your hair and all of those sort of things. So was it just down to
normal? What kind of arguments are you having? You didn't put the bins out.
What? The trash.
I know what it means.
Yeah,
but
you didn't wear your hair.
Of all the things that Astrid and I have had arguments about, it's not about who takes out that trash.
Or how we each wear our hair. Yeah.
Or what was the other one? I don't know.
I don't know.
That you both got bored with the sex.
I think so. I think it was just one of those things. It just started to happen less and less and started to appear less.
And after that relationship ended, I mean, there have been many other spirits.
There was a whole portal opened up.
After that
we
one,
got this
yeah.
girl over here. Come on
guys.
Through the portal.
Hawthorne, England. Come on over. Teleport yourselves over. There is this redhead. She is fantastic. She's 100% bought in. She buys all the bullshit. Rattling chains the whole nine yards. Go ahead over there. Get yourself some. Lovely lady. Lovely.
You have been, yeah. And some have lasted sort of one time, but some have lasted a little bit longer. Yeah. Are they very different sorts of relationships? Have they got different energies?
Yeah, you can always feel the difference. The same just with a human, I guess. You can just feel different presences,
so
different personalities.
It's not the same one coming.
Nope. Not like with a human. Humans have faces. We can tell the difference. We can talk to each other.
Kind of like a human.
Well, I can pick up physical objects.
I love it. She's having the one night stands, too.
I know.
Do you think maybe she was just blackout drunk?
Yeah, I think this has something to do with ayahuasca.
Spirits.
Yeah. Spirits. I think this has to do with that crazy cocaine that's going around filled with, you know, methadone or whatever they're doing. I mean, she looks like a lovely woman.
She does. She seems completely normal, but...
But clearly
she's not.
Cuckoo.
Yeah, but not.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe they're, you know...
And what's happening? Are they just, like, showing up all of a sudden? Like, let's have sex?
Well, no. She's getting ready for them. She's putting on negligee and saying... She says she feels the presence, then she got ready with a negligee. I don't get it. I don't get where that turns sexual. If I had a presence in my house, I'd burn the place down. I'd call Ghostbusters. Oh, I'd get the ectomobile over here or whatever it is. Yes. Get some ectoplasm.
Let me put on some lingerie.
Let me tell you something. I will tell you this, and I haven't shared this with a whole lot of people. I'm about to share it with a whole lot of people. One night, Raphael spent the night at my house and when I lived in the apartment. And I had been experiencing for probably about 2 years, not often, but every once in a blue moon. And this had nothing to do with alcohol or drugs, nothing. I was experiencing sleep paralysis.
Oh, yeah.
And it was scary as fucking shit when it happened. But it was only happening for what I could imagine, I don't know, was a minute or two at a time.
Yeah, I've had that before, too, on occasion.
A lot of people have, right? Mm-hmm. But then one night, Raphael was over, and I started having the sleep paralysis and consciously became aware that I was having sleep paralysis.
Right, it's scary.
And I thought I was having a heart attack. Mm-hmm. And I tried to reach over to grab my phone for whatever reason to call my mom. In my brain, I had to call my mom so she could come over or call 911 because I was having a heart attack. Scary, scary stuff, right?
Yeah.
I really believe this was happening. I didn't understand what was going on.
Right.
And then I lifted out of the bed. Not lifted. Not like physically lifted.
Levitated?
Levitated. Like spirit, whatever. Because my vision was now lifted off the bed. And... as I was lifting off the bed, I looked into the corner of the room, and I swear on all this holy, there's a little dark shadow-type creature.
Yeah.
And he's waving his hands like this, like back and forth, back and forth. Wow. Not now, not now, not now. And that's what he said to me over and over again. And then I went back down, and then I woke up, and I gasped for air as if I had been underwater for an hour.
Jeez.
It was scariest shit I have ever experienced in my life.
And that didn't make you want to reach out and have sex with that creature?
No. No, it didn't make me want to have anything to do with any of that shit. I was like, okay, cool.
Right.
I'm good on this plane, right? I don't want to be in alternate universes or whatever happens. And like sleep paralysis is a physical thing that does happen.
Yeah.
It's you're asleep. You're stuck in between asleep and awake. And you are consciously aware.
Yeah, you're trying to like wake up and get up, but you can't.
And some people even open their eyes and they can't move. And I don't know if I had my eyes open or closed. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to exaggerate anymore. I just want to tell the actual facts the way that I saw them.
Yeah.
But I woke Raphael up that moment and was scared shitless. And I was like, hey, dude, this is what just happened to me. And his reaction to it was, yep, you got something.
Right.
Paying attention to you. In another universe, and he just stopped you from going wherever you were going, right? Whether that was you were going to visit somewhere or you were going
somewhere permanently. Creature.
Thank you, creature. Thank you, little black blob in the corner of my room. I really appreciate it.
Yes.
And then he gave me a blowjob.
Yeah, right.
And I gave him a reach around to completion. Story's true, not the hand job. All right, let's get back to Twinkle D's. Twinkle Toes over here. Yeah.
At 20 times?
No, it's often different ones.
And you say, because since your first sexual encounter with a spirit, you haven't had human contact in that way since. No.
Once you go ghost, you never go back.
Once you go ghost, everybody else is nopes. That's all I got to say. Nopes. Not doing it. Got a ghost dick at home. He's actually right here. He's following me around. He's literally got his dick in my ass right now. What if she just walks around with like a hole in her trousers? Ma'am, you have a hole in your tights. I know, yep, it's for the ghost stick.
For the ghost.
We'll go back.
Pretty much, yeah.
Is that right?
It is, yeah. I've got no interest in men now.
But what about children?
Well, that's a little tricky.
It's a little complicated. I actually do have children. You just can't see them. They're here on the couch with me. This one's been dead for years.
I don't know. I've done actually a bit of research into phantom pregnancies recently, which I know sounds
phantom
ridiculous.
Pregnancy doesn't mean you have a phantom.
It doesn't, but actually there's case studies where people have done a bit of research, and there's I'm trying to figure out how to explain
my bullshit.
Whoa.
I'm trying to figure out a deeper level of bullshit that I can explain to you, but I don't really have too many facts.
I've done a bit of research.
I Googled it. I watched the Maury Povich special on phantom pregnancies, and I know that sometimes women who have phantom pregnancies are actually don't know
it's
anything.
Hard to explain.
Yeah, it's hard to explain. Let me look over this way, and then let me look over that way. And now I'll come back to you to tell you that I really don't know.
Fine. Yeah. But there is sort of possibilities that could actually be maybe the ghost of a child within you, but people don't know how to carry it on to full term kind of thing. Oh, but
how far are you, dear?
125 years.
I mean,
I'm having a 50-year-old car accident.
I cannot believe that these two respectable TV hosts had this.
Well, I mean, I think respect. I mean, listen, they are very
respected. I guess it's hard to come up with content, and that is why we are reviewing this.
We know this, yes. Just like they had to go this low, we had to go this low. Listen, if we could have Morgan Freeman on to talk about the meaning of life, we would, but it's not happening. Okay, Dax Shepard?
Amethyst. Oh, that's
Amethyst.
Her name.
Yeah, she's figured out how to give it to full term. And exactly what happens when you give birth? Is it just like a big fart?
Yeah, let her continue to tell us.
Would you like to become pregnant with it?
Yeah, at some point. Not now, but
I mean, that would be quite a unique thing to see, like a ghost. The ghost baby.
He's serious.
Can we have the first interview of the ghost baby?
Quite a unique thing to see.
What if she just like filled up with gas for 9 months and then went to go have the baby? Like, I had my ghost child. Did you see? Where did it go?
Oh my God.
Little Mikey. It's a Mikey Jr. I'm having a 50-year-old heart attack victim. It's my first child.
Oh, my God.
Maybe. Hopefully not.
Do you... Because we spoke to Chris Brenton.
Do you actually believe this bullshit? Because we don't. Just to be clear. Meanwhile, there's probably little old biddies in the UK right now who are like, I can't believe she had sex with a ghost. How do I get that?
Times here and asked what he thought, because he always likes to put the argument against these sorts of things. And he said that what might be happening to you could be explained.
Could be mental illness. Yes. Yeah. Might be explained as mental illness.
By sleep paralysis, which is just in those early moments of sleep where you're conscious, but your subconscious takes over. And many people describe sexual feelings that happen, that it could be that. Could that be a possibility or not?
I don't think so, because my first ghost...
Oh, I put lingerie on.
I actually put lingerie on. I was wide awake, wide open.
I felt a breeze flow through me like I've never felt before. It was as if a hurricane wind went right into my choo-choo. His name was Bob.
Oh, on the end, so I was definitely awake while I was walking around. So
does the sex part of it always happen in the same room?
No.
So
no,
they can't.
Yeah, once my fiancé had left. It could be
anywhere. Yeah. Is it outside the house?
It's always within the building.
So is it the house, do you think? I mean, obviously you as well, they find you attractive. I should imagine.
Find you attractive. They don't give a shit. They're dead. Something's better than nothing. If I was the host of this show, there's no way I could play along with this.
No.
I would treat it exactly as I'm treating it right now. I would literally be like, you keep going and we're going to laugh over here if that's all right with you.
You've got quite a name for yourself in the spirit world. for the future, no need for
the future's looking bright. I got plenty of ghosts.
People die every day. As a matter of fact, if I want to get my fiance back, I'm just going to kill him and have him show up as a ghost.
The humankind, you are happy now. This is for you the way you want your life to be.
Dearly, I'd like to find one that I would like to settle down with and spend the rest of my life with. But
what? What are you fucking talking about? You loony toony toony.
Settle down with the ghost. The right ghost.
The right ghost.
Yeah. You're not just
check
settling.
A couple boxes, right? I don't know what boxes he could check.
The sex seems to be the
sex
one
is
thing.
It. He just gives you orgasms. Maybe you're just having phantom orgasms. Maybe you're just one of those ladies who just walks around and gets an orgasm. It's happened. It's a thing.
I'll never go back to men.
Waiting for Mr. Wright.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. Okay. Thank you very much indeed. Absolutely fascinating. We discuss all sorts of things on here, and I think this one's a first.
We discuss all sorts of bullshit on here, and this is clearly more bullshitty than usual.
Oh, wow.
I just love it.
Well, that was disturbing on a lot of levels, and I'm not just talking about fucking a ghost. But A for effort, I guess, guys. A for effort. Anyway, Brian and Chrissy wanted me to remind you to send comments, questions, or content ideas to 855-TCB-8383. Toll-free 855-TCB-8383. Go to the website tcbpodcast.com and check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Until next time, I'm Christina, and I never say bye!